Do you realize how much time you will actually spend cleaning a high chair? You haven't thought about that yet, have you? Well, we're going to talk about that right now. Yeah, so if you go out and buy one of these really nice high chairs with these cloth things that make you feel all like fuzzy and gooey inside, go right ahead. But like the third or fourth time you're cleaning that thing and you can't get the stain out from the food or whatever, the baby puts their entire hand into the plate and spills it all over the place. And then as you're trying to get them out before their dirty hands get all over the fabric, their hands get all over the fabric. And then you have two more big stains to get out. And then you're just like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. I should have bought a cheaper one that's easier to clean for everyday use. So yes, that is my advice to you. Buy a cheap, clean, easy to clean high chair to use almost like most of the time. Then if you want to like, you know, display the pretty nice high chair out in your room for your pictures like we all want to do to impress everyone else, get the expensive one with all the nice fabric on it. No judgment there because we've done it. So it's all good. But just saying, there's like at Walmart or I think it's Costco or something, that's COSCO is the brand or something like that. It folds up the high chair. It's like 40 or 50 bucks. It's very easy to clean. You can take it outside and like hose it down. Most of the stuff comes off of it. And then the fabric that does stay on it is like a little bit water resistant type of thing. So it will stain over time, but it's easy to clean. And then it also folds up, which is game changing. So you can actually like bring it with you in the van or in the car or in the trunk or in the back of your SUV, and it doesn't take up too much space. Because that's the thing with high chairs that don't fold up, they take up a lot of floor space, and it's annoying. Like you kick it, you stub your toe on it, you have to move it around, it's always in the way no matter where it's at. Even if it's in the corner, then it's like, man, this thing's really taking up a bunch of space in the corner. Let's get it out of here. But then you got to take it apart to fold it up because it's the nice one you bought. So get one that folds up, that way you can put it away. And check out my Instagram. I have a post on it. I don't have it right now, but I'm going to do it later today after this episode. And you'll see what I'm talking about. But get a folding one, inexpensive, and then get the nice one if you want to too. Go right ahead. So have a great day. I'm proud of you. I'm rooting for you. I love you. You got this. I got your back. Let's do it. Bye.